Recently, Governor John Lynch signed a bill that blocked the state from setting up a health insurance exchange under the Affordable Care Act. That means under the act, the federal government will set up an exchange for New Hampshire to give individuals who were previously unable to buy insurance some access to health care coverage. Will having a federally run exchange instead of a state one make a big difference for New Hampshire? Or is it a distinction without a difference? To answer those questions, we turn to Commissioner Roger Savini of the New Hampshire Insurance Department. Commissioner, welcome. And first, can you tell us if today's ruling means any changes for your immediate work in implementing the Affordable Care Act in New Hampshire?
In the big picture, nothing changes. The department's going to continue with business as usual. We're going to continue to implement the law as it's written and implement New Hampshire law. We're going to continue to work with the New Hampshire legislature. I'm sure you're aware of House Bill 1297 that was passed and signed into law just recently. I think it was June 18th. I'm not sure the exact date, but that gives very good and specific guidelines for interaction with a federally facilitated health insurance exchange.
And I did want to ask about that because you said your job is to work with the law and enforce New Hampshire law, and that's seen as a bit of a conflict.
What 1297 does is prohibit New Hampshire from establishing its own state-based exchange. The federal law allows for a federally facilitated health insurance exchange if a state doesn't establish its own. What this law does is actually good because it authorizes the insurance department and the commissioner to work with the federal government under the direction of the New Hampshire Legislative Oversight Committee. So, again, there are a lot of moving parts there, but the legislation tries to preserve the state's ability to work and maintain its hand in anything that's federally established.
And that was another one of the concerns that came up. And yeah. Governor Lynch said, and some Republicans, Senator Ray White being one, saying it's better to set up a state exchange now and make the system work for New Hampshire's needs rather than take what the feds are offering. But you're saying that through this legislative oversight, the state may actually have some input on the federal exchange after all?
Well, actually, what House Bill 1297 does is that in the event the federally facilitated exchange is established for New Hampshire, that the commissioner shall retain authority with respect to the insurance products sold in New Hampshire on the federally facilitated exchange. From my standpoint, I see that as authorizing the commissioner to very much have a hand in the establishment of the federal exchange. In other words, to help shape what it's going to look like.
We're in an election year. How much does that complicate what you're doing now, trying to look a few years down the road, and yet the people that you're going to be working with in the legislature or in the governor's office may be completely different?
You know, although we don't ignore the future, in doing all of this, we have to live in the present. And currently, the oversight committee that we're working with is who we're working with. It's their direction that we're taking as we continue implementation of the law. And if that changes, if the configuration changes and the legislature changes, then we'll change with it.
Commissioner, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
New Hampshire's Insurance Commissioner, Roger Savini.